Hello, and thanks for joining us on the Christian Celebration Center podcast. Our prayer is that this audio will encourage you in Christ and challenge you from God's Word. Enjoy the message.
Well, this is a great day. We have two Teen Challenge Centers with us this morning. Let me just set this up for you. Teen Challenge has been helping people find freedom from life-controlling addictions since its beginning in 1958. With David Wilkerson reaching out to teens and gangs in New York City. If you don't know that story, the book Cross and the Switchblade, an excellent read. Since then, thousands of teens and adults have been rehabilitated, thousands of families have been restored, and thousands of communities have been transformed at home and around the world. Listen to this. Success rates at secular rehabilitation facilities are usually between 10 and 12%. In comparison, a recent study found Teen Challenge success rate at a remarkable 73%. Yes, give the Lord the glory. And folks, that's because of one reason this morning. Teen Challenge understands that overcoming addiction is not just about focusing on the addiction, it's about focusing on the heart. And the one thing that has made the difference is that Teen Challenge teaches and practices that a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is the only way to true transformation. And in 1995, after 37 years of effective ministry in the U.S., Teen Challenge went global and currently has over 1,400 centers in 125 nations of the world, touching, get this, 37,000 people every day. That's amazing. Today, in the U.S. alone, there are 213 centers, and Teen Challenge has been a big part of our heart for missions here for at CCC for many years. Between the two centers, we financially support Mid-Michigan Teen Challenge in Saginaw and Western Michigan Teen Challenge in Muskegon, in my opinion, two of the finest centers in our country. This congregation has supported over the years, your support has totaled over $250,000. Yes. Today, we're blessed to have representation from both of these Teen Challenge centers with us. From Mid-Michigan Teen Challenge in Saginaw, we have Pastor Tony Johnson, who will be coming in just a moment to start us off. Pastor Tony has faithfully served the ministry in Saginaw for the past 25 years as an assistant and most recently as the director. And Pastor Dave Russell, who has served Western Michigan Teen Challenge in Muskegon since his coming there 29 years ago. Both of these leaders, listen to this, both of these leaders are products of the same Teen Challenge ministries they serve today. They came, went through the program, stayed, and then served at the same locations for the past 25 and 29 years respectively, dedicating their lives to help others find the same freedom in Christ that they found. Folks, that is the best testimony I could ever give of these two ministries. Along with them today, we have 26 Teen Challenge students in the house. Would you please give a Royal Christian Celebration Center welcome to Teen Challenge, Tony.
Thank you, CCC, Pastor Pat, Pastor Keith, Pastor Don Duford, Jake Hansen, our missionary liaison. He's a product of our ministry. Amen. I'd like to introduce our essential workers, our staff members. If you could please stand. Could we give them a hand? You know, I had something prepared, and as I was in worship, I feel like the Lord wants me to share my heart, which was 26 years ago, I was sitting in a jail cell, I'm from Midland, Michigan, and it's great to come back. I was sitting in a jail cell. I had been in jail many times. I was on my third drunk driving, facing prison time, and somebody told me about Teen Challenge. Who did I ask for advice but a fellow inmate? They told me, don't go unless it's your last resort. And it has been my last resort, Jesus Christ, amen. He has done so many things in my life, the restoration and transformation. And it's a privilege and an honor to serve this ministry, this precious ministry that saves lives and changes people. One of the newest things that we've done is our transitional program. I saw a need where the students were graduating and some didn't have anywhere to go. They didn't have jobs. And so we partnered with the Saginaw Rescue Mission and entered their SAVE program. Their SAVE program, which means spiritually alive, vocationally equipped. And our graduates were able to go for an 8-week program and be trained to have not only a job, but a career. Recently in July, we had 3 of our graduates from the program that had obtained great jobs with benefits, and they moved into their own apartments. A second part of that program is people that are called into the ministry. We are able, because of our Assembly of God district, able to send them to MISUM and support them financially. 3 people entered the program, and all 3 got credentials. One is Katrina and Jacob. Raise your hand, Jacob. But we're just thankful for the transitional program. And I am grateful for my family. This is who I think of Teen Challenge students as, my family. We are smaller, more personal, so we have a family setting. And how many know a lot of things come out in the family? But I'm going to have them share, smile at them, because they need it.
Good morning, church. My name is Ruben. I'm from Mid Michigan. And a few years ago, I shouldn't say a few, it's been a long time, but I was in foster care, and I went from about 14 houses, 14 schools. And through that time, I just felt like nobody wanted me. Nobody needed me. Like, I felt like crap. No one needed me. So I started to just do things to impress other people. I started to do things to be liked, to be seen. And I started off with drinking. I started drinking and going to parties. And just hanging out with the wrong crowd. And then around 16 years old, I started finding this thing, an e-cig, I think that's what, a vape. But I started using that, and it kind of got out of control to the point where after work, I would start going to these houses, to the parks, and I'd start vaping and drinking with all my friends and just being... and just partying and having fun. But what I didn't realize was I was hurting my family and the people around me, my boss, my mom, my dad, my 13 siblings. And one night I got home, and my mom asked me where I was, and I said, the bus didn't come quick enough. I was sitting there. But then I knew I had lied, and I went downstairs to go see my brother, and then he was already asleep, so I was walking outside, and I was looking into the field we have in our backyard, and I felt God come down and hug me, and he said, why did you lie to your mom? You know, she's the one who took you in when you felt like no one needed you. And I just broke down there on our porch, looking to the sky and asking God, why am I like this? And he told me, he said, you still got bitterness inside of you. You just got to let it out. And I said, how? And about 3 days later, my grandpa and my mom were talking, and then my mom told me that there was this program called Teen Challenge. She asked me if I would consider it, and for a moment, I didn't want to because it was really long, and, you know, but I considered it. I came here, and since I've been here, I've grown a clear vision of what God has done for me and who he is and why he died on the cross for me. And this verse that I stand on is Luke 17:19. He said to him, "Arise and go your way, for your faith has made you well." And I know that I can go the way the Lord wants me to with my faith to live a life worthy for Christ. Amen.
Good morning. My name's Amber. I attended church growing up and had a loving and supportive family. When I was in high school, I was introduced to alcohol, and a 20-year on and off again battle began. It left me crippled by guilt, shame, anger, and regrets. No matter how much I drank, I could never fill the emptiness in me. I tried to find a purpose in life, thinking that sobriety would follow. So I joined the Army, I attended college, I became a wife and a mother, but alcohol followed closely, and it just became worse as the years passed. Everything just became worse, and the drinking, it just got worse and worse, and I ended up in the ICU, and when I woke up, the doctors gave me several diagnoses, and topping the list, I was in kidney failure, and I needed a liver transplant for any hope of a future, and I was devastated, and I did not know what to do, and so I cried out to God, begging for guidance, and several weeks after that, my prayers were answered when I walked through the doors of Mid-Michigan Teen Challenge, and the beginning was very rough. I could barely walk. I felt defeated, and it was very rough. But it was during that time that I learned to praise God in spite of my pain, and I let go and I just let God do what I couldn't, and I decided that I would serve him wholeheartedly whether I lived 6 more months or 40 more years. And that was when he began to transform my life from the inside out. And today I can gratefully say with a humble heart that my kidneys and my liver are completely healed. The doctors say that there's no medical explanation as to how or why my health has turned around and that they don't understand it, but I do. God has called me to something far greater than the nightmare I just existed in. He's created miracles for my mistakes and made beauty for my chaos. I have a relationship with Jesus today, and I know that his love for me will never change. The emptiness I felt for so long is gone. And I went into the program needing a liver transplant, and he gave me a heart transplant instead. He's mended my heart. He's healed my heart. And not only has he restored my heart, my mind, and my health, he's restored my family, who was out of my life for years. My parents have their daughter back, and my daughter has her mom back now, so God is so good. I'm grateful that my life fell apart so that he could rebuild it in a more beautiful way. And Psalm 116:8-9 says, "The Lord has delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth," and that's what I will continue to do with God by my side.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Nathan. I grew up not far from here. I first came to Teen Challenge back in 2016. I was struggling with a 22-year drug addiction and an even longer addiction to pornography and other harmful behaviors. And so I needed help, and so I cried out to the Lord. The Lord led me to Mid-Michigan Teen Challenge in Saginaw. And I went through the program, graduated, did an internship, went home. And then a year later, the Lord called me back to Teen Challenge, and I started working there. And it was one of the most fulfilling things I ever did was coming back and working for a ministry that I knew the Lord used to help me. And so things were going good for the first year or so. And after things started going good, you know, I was like, all right, Lord, I got it from here. And, you know, I started making little compromises here and there. You know, I quit praying. I quit reading my word. I started isolating. And when that started to happen, I didn't feel like I could find a way back out, even when I was in the midst of, you know, the ministry. And so I, one day when I was on my day off, I ended up having temptation come to me. And I gave into that temptation because at that time I was, you know, separated from, you know, others and separated from the Lord. Not that the Lord walked away from me, but I walked away from him. And I gave into the temptation, and because of shame and guilt, I ended up leaving. I quit and left, and it wasn't long after that that I went back into drinking. And I was gone for a month and a half, and it got to the point where I was drinking so much and that my withdrawals were so bad that, you know, I couldn't do anything but cry back out to the Lord again. And I thank God for his mercy and his grace, because if it weren't for that, you know, I wouldn't be standing here today. The verse that I hold close to my heart is Psalms 107, 17 through 20. Many were foolish because of their sinful ways, and because of their iniquity suffered much affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they were drawn near the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent his word out and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And, you know, I experienced that psalm in my life, and I thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace, because he's getting me through things I couldn't get through before. I broke my foot after I came back, and I lost a younger sister to addiction, to heroin since I've been here. But the Lord's been good and faithful, and he gets me through every day. So thank you.
Good morning. My name is Kimberly. I was blessed to be brought up in the Christian faith, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was a young girl, but I never knew what a relationship with him felt like. And growing up, I was very uncomfortable in my skin. I struggled with crippling shyness and low self-esteem, despite coming from a loving environment. And that caused me to view God as very far away and as a very harsh judge. And a few years later, for most of high school, I carried severe anxiety that nobody knew about because I hid it behind a calm, reserved personality. But after I graduated, went to college, and became an adult, terrible racing thoughts started flooding my mind on a daily basis. And it filled me with so much anger and fear that I began self-harming as a form of self-medication. And it started off as a secret occasional habit, but soon spiraled into an addiction that consumed me and isolated me from my family and friends. I looked terrible, I felt even worse, and I thought that I was so alone in this, to the point that I felt subhuman. And I also wrongfully felt that God was intentionally leaving me to suffer due to my failure to help myself and to snap out of what I knew was a sin. So I began ignoring him as a result. I ignored him completely and gave up the idea of ever being able to serve him. But God, in his mercy and love, he caused me to see that there was no other way to freedom but through him. And during all this mess, I had been living with my parents, and my father finally suggested a new environment where I could not only heal but grow spiritually. And in God's perfect timing, I came to Mid-Michigan Adult and Teen Challenge, and through this priceless ministry, Jesus has not only given me my joy and dignity back, but he has also given me the true gift of himself as he truly is, and that is a loving father who wants a relationship with me. And I used to walk in a lot of shame about who I was, to the point where I hated the sound of my own voice, and I resolved to just keep quiet about my pain. But Jesus has lovingly pushed me to open my mouth and call on him. And Teen Challenge has shown me who I am in Christ. So there's no room for shame. And in receiving that, I am free of self-harm today. The desire has no grip on me today. Jesus Christ was bruised and bled on a cross for my sins. So I'm nobody to be bruising myself. And second... And my stand-on verse is 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, which is what I have today. And my future plans are to remain firmly in God's will and to be his minister in whatever way he chooses. Thank you.
I want to thank you again for your love and support of our ministry. When the students came to classes, they always felt so embraced by your church, and I want to thank you again.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear more. How about you? All right, well, give it up for Pastor Dave, Western Michigan.
Well, good morning. It's good to be with you today. We at Western Michigan Adult and Teen Challenge are celebrating 50 years in ministry this year. Pastor Phil McLean started Western Michigan Adult and Teen Challenge 50 years ago. And over that time, we've seen thousands of people come through the ministry and seen them go on to live for God. I myself am a product of Western Michigan Teen Challenge. I remember being in this church almost 30 years ago as a student and sharing my testimony on this platform. And God transformed my life at that ministry. I was bound up in addiction for about 16 years of my life. I came to Teen Challenge as a young man. I was 25 years old, and I'm old today, getting up there. But I've had the privilege of working in this ministry for 29 years, and today I'm a counselor, pastor, teacher. I used to be the men's program director, but they've taken me out of that role, so the stress is a little less. But we're thankful for the support of this church. You have been backing us over the years, and a lot has been done to our program by this church. You guys came and remodeled our chapel. You've bought us freezers. You've done wonderful things, and it takes a lot to operate a center that houses up to 96 men, and we can house up to 50 ladies in our women's center. And I want you to hear this morning some testimonies. Before you do, if you need help, or you know someone that needs help, please see me after this meeting. I'll give you some literature. I'll put some information in your hand, and you'll find our phone numbers to our men's and women's facility on the back of that. And if you need help or know someone that needs help, please don't hesitate to call us. You know, there's a lot of people, even in the church, that's struggling. And God knows your struggles. He knows what you go through. And if you have loved ones that need help, don't stop praying. My mother prayed 14 long, hard years for this guy. And I'd stumble through the door at 4 o'clock in the morning and see my mother in her. I called it her prayer chair. And she would be sitting there reading her word and praying no matter what time I stumbled through the door. I remember one night I walked through there, I looked over at her, and she was crying and praying, and I said, I said, Mom, give it up. I'm glad she didn't give it up. Because between her and my grandma, I didn't stand a chance. Praise God. But I want you to hear from these men this morning just what God has been doing in their lives.
Hi, my name is Todd Baxter. I'm a preacher's kid. I'm 34 years old. At a young age, I started taking medicine for ADD, and then we decided that it wasn't necessary, and then we found out I was addicted to them, and so I started using whatever I could, and it led to 20 years of drug and alcohol addiction. I grew up in the church. I always still went to church, just like Pastor Dave was just saying, that you can be in church and still have problems, and eventually it led me out of the church completely. I stopped going, my heart became hard, and through all that, I lost lots of friends, either just because they didn't want to be friends with me or they died. Same thing with family. It's not that they didn't love me, but they couldn't watch me kill myself. But some of them, just never gave up. There's a few of them just never gave up. And I believe that's the reason I'm still alive today, is the intercessory prayer. So through all that, through this whole time I was going to jail all the time. This last time I was in jail, they put me in maximum security because I just didn't play well with others. And I was sitting in there and getting ready to go to prison because I thought I was going to prison. And that's what everybody said I was going. So I was like, well, okay. I was cold to that. I didn't really care. God reached out to me while I was in that jail cell and said, what are you going to do? Are you going to serve me? Or are you going to do this for the rest of your life? I broke down, cried right there in front of people that just did 12 years in prison, just didn't care. So I chose right then that I'm going to serve the Lord. I told him I'll do whatever you want me to do, and he brought me to TC. It's just been uphill since then. TC, taught me how to understand the Bible and truly see who God is. I had a very warped perception of that because of all the drugs that I was doing. They brought me out of all that and have really helped me. I know who God is today. He's delivered me from, I don't think about getting high or doing or drinking ever. I don't have anxiety or fear anymore. And I was consumed by it before. I'm so grateful for all of that. It's just amazing. I'm just very grateful, and thank you.
My name is Darren Slaybaugh, 24, from Napanee, Indiana. I grew up being Amish. My parents are still Amish, so I was going to church every Sunday. I knew who God was, but I didn't have a relationship with him, It was around the age of 16 I started drinking. Drinking led to just smoking weed. Before I knew it, I was doing heroin. I did heroin for the last 4 or 5 years before I came to Teen Challenge, along with drinking. And it slowly but surely just wrecked my life. Took everything I had, cars, money, obviously. It was just overdosed a couple times. The one time I was happening in the kitchen of my parents' house, and I wasn't breathing. My mom found me, and that wasn't enough, It's something a mother shouldn't go through. But I went to the hospital, make sure I was all right. Came back and started doing dope again. It was about a month before I came to Teen Challenge. I had a friend burned to death. That was kind of the point where I said enough is enough. Could have been me. I could have. God could have taken me. He's saved me and delivered me from so much, from car accidents to you know, drinking and driving, where I went to jail for OWI. It's just he's really done so much for me, and he's just, God is so good. I had a friend that graduated Teen Challenge, Western Michigan Teen Challenge, a couple years ago. He's the one that introduced me to it, and he told me it was a year long, you know. Person in me said a year, you know, yeah, right. But it's what I needed, and I've been here for going on 10 months, and man, it's this place is awesome. I've gotten a lot of good friends. Brotherhood there and the love is absolutely amazing. And God's good. Thank you, guys.
Hey. If I look nervous, I am. But not as nervous as I thought I would be. Thanks to God. He's here. I can feel him. I'm John. I'm 60 years old. Came from a Christian family. I knew who Jesus was, but I never had a relationship with him like I do now. Like I said, Christian family, normal life up until early teens, and then there was some sicknesses and injuries with my mother and my father. Father was put on permanent disability from General Motors. Mother had multiple sclerosis. They divorced. Mother eventually went into a rest home. I couldn't stand the atmosphere I was living in at that time when I was about 16, so I left, and I traveled around the United States. Eventually came back because I felt the need to be back to Michigan here. Watched my mother die in the rest home, basically, and the last 2 months she was alive, I couldn't stand to go even to see her. So when she passed on my birthday, I blamed God and fell away from, not that I mean, we went to church every week, but like I said, I didn't have a personal relationship with him. This was while I was married. I was married for 13 years. This was like in the 12th year of the marriage. That's when I began using alcohol to numb my feelings that I was feeling. And by this time in my life, I was a master certified auto service technician, heavy truck, auto body paint. Had a professional career in automotive service, let's say. Amassed a bunch of equipment, tools, vehicles, properties. During this divorce, I got my first DUI, and then everything started falling apart. The more it fell apart, the more I drank, the more trouble I got into. And this resulted in more imprisonments in prison as well as jail than I think Paul even had. Getting out of prison, I went into a rehab because I messed up on a parole. And while in this rehab, I had my Damascus Road episode, and I found Christ, and I mean really found Christ. And for a year and a half, I was doing well. Thought I could take care of myself. I failed to stay in the Bible. I failed to go to church, AA, all this, and eventually I turned back to the bottle. And went back to prison. Went back to prison. And then fast forward about 7 years later, again, another DUI. And then I find myself in jail. And while in jail, I mean, I prayed. I mean, I turned back to God once again. Turned back to God and asked him for help because I was looking at prison again. And I met a pastor there from an Assembly of God church, and she recommended Teen Challenge. I had 2 months, and I could have got probation. And I decided, because I prayed on it 3 nights, and I just felt this calling that I should go to Teen Challenge. And God is faithful. He's never let me down. He's never left me behind. I just failed to give him the credit. I failed to follow him like I should have. And I've been in the Teen Challenge here 7 months. And I continue to be blessed beyond comprehension, really. And I have an opportunity to go to Wyoming after I finish. There's a job. There's residency out there. I'm blessed. The only scripture that comes to mind right now is that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's how I'm able to stand here right now without shaking. But thanks.
Thank you, men. Praise God. Again, I want to thank you for your continued support of our ministry. You know, our students are a fruit of the church, and people that support us, our students are a fruit of your giving, and we want to thank you for your many years and the relationship that we've had with your church. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. You know, we believe God has something amazing in store for you today, and now is the perfect time to take a few moments and pray about what you just heard. If this message spoke to you, we would love to hear about it. Send us an email to office@cccmidland.com or connect with us on your favorite social media @cccmidland.